Watch, Trump plays Vegas and basks in center stage applause. By Simon Kent on January 26, 2025. President Donald Trump took center stage in Las Vegas on Saturday night and quickly drew laughs from an adoring crowd with entertaining observations of his former, plus current, detractors and failed opponents. Trump opened his remarks with specific reference to his own success before putting the defeated Biden administration in his sights. After entering the Oval Office on Monday, Trump said he's been moving with urgency and historic speed to fix every single calamity of the Biden administration, referring to the raft of executive orders he's signed and Biden-era policies he's reversed in less than 7 days. The 78-year-old Republican regaled the Circa Resort and Casino rally crowd with stories and jokes with the ease of a man used to attention and taking the spotlight while promising a new America has dawned full of light and hope. He proudly spoke of the world leaders who hate him, adding, "If they liked me, then you'd have a problem," which drew the first chorus of laughs. At one point, he shared what a world leader allegedly divulged to him about trying to get in touch with then-President Joe Biden last year, who would just never pick up the call. The anonymous world leader was told the then-president would phone back in 2 months. 2 months? Trump told the crowd. "Yeah, it's his schedule, he's extremely busy sleeping." The audience roared in laughter. So 2 months comes along and there's no call and they say, "He didn't call," the president said, pausing as he broke into laughter himself. "These stories are not very exaggerated, I'll tell ya." No exaggeration, well maybe a bit, because Trump then revealed Biden would call back, but it was only a month later. Then he'd never call and then they could never get him on the phone. For his part, Trump said he'd pick up the phone and say, "Let's speak right now." He eventually told the crowd what they came to the rally to hear: no tax on tips. "If you're a restaurant worker, a server, a valet, a bellhop or one of my caddies, I go through caddies like candy. If I play badly, I blame my caddies, or any other worker who relies on tips for income. Your tips will be 100% yours," he promised. Trump previously announced during a campaign rally in June in Las Vegas that if elected president, his administration would eliminate taxes on tips. During a roundtable event in Michigan in June, Trump also vowed that his administration would not tax tips. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.